Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our man in Lviv, Joseph Lindsley, the editor of Ukrainian Freedom News, has been on the road lately as well. Joseph, I trust you had safe travels in the last 24 hours, although the last 24 hours have been very rough there. The Ukrainian military reporting at least 7 killed and 16 injured by Russian attacks. How are you doing?
Good morning to you all. Good afternoon. We're safe here for now. And before I tell you where I am at this moment, because I suspect that might occupy most of our conversation, I want to tell you about yesterday. After I spoke with you all, I was in the city of Dnipro, the fourth largest city in Ukraine. And I went to visit, I think it's the largest hospital in eastern Ukraine. And we met with the academic director of the hospital. And I mean, that's where you really see the impact of this war. We went to the reanimation ward, and we met, the soldiers couldn't speak to us, but in absolutely horrible, horrible condition. And that's where you really see, you know, these young guys who simply, you know, three, 90 some days ago, were living normal lives like people live in America. And now they're lying in hospital beds, disfigured and you know, limbs lost. And the one person we could communicate with, he had lost limbs, but he was able to still crack a joke and smile. So I still saw that fierceness of spirit, but that was a very, you know, difficult moment. In fact, we had a group of American volunteers and others, and the chief of the hospital offered everyone some brandy afterward, because it was very painful and horrible to see.
It must have been. And at the same time, as you say, their spirit is amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's you know, I think I will remember that image of the soldier who lost his limb laughing at us, or just laughing with us and smiling. But now I am standing, I'm looking at Russian occupied territory. I'm in the city of Nikopol, which is on the Dnieper River. The Dnieper goes through Kyiv and all the way down to the Black Sea. Here is one, I think it might be the widest point. So 5 kilometers away from me, I can see the Inner Hoda, the city of Inner Hoda, which is where the nuclear plant is that the Russians occupy. And there's many concerns about that they haven't been very cautious and safe in their occupation of it. The Ukrainian employees of that plant are held hostage, but because, you know, they know what's at stake. So by all accounts, the Ukrainians are trying to keep that plant safe. But we can see that directly across the river. I'm here with my local guide, Mikhail Poporichnuk. He's a local civic activist, and he was telling me that you can see, and sometimes the Russians train their guns on the city of Nikopol across the river, including from the nuclear plant, and then the city goes into an air alarm. We had an air alarm about an hour ago. Unlike in Lviv, the air alarm sounds the entire duration of the alert time. In Lviv, it only sounds when you're supposed to go to the shelter. Here, because it is so much, I mean, we can see the Russian land, the Russian occupied land of Ukraine across from us. So it's much more urgent and dire. But they'll raise the guns just to scare the people of this city. And so far, there have not been many airstrikes on this place. There's also concerns of an amphibious attack. So the beach is heavily patrolled. Here you really see that the Russians, you know, how much far into Ukraine they have come, and how risky it is with this nuclear plant.
You're trying to deliver supplies. That's the reason for your drive from Lviv, isn't it, Joseph?
Yeah, two reasons. Yeah, one, to deliver supplies, and we've got so many requests from different units around the country with which we have trusted connections. Today I was visiting through Michael's warehouse here to see how things are distributed once they get to these places further out in the country. We were bringing plate carriers, which you can put metal plates for bulletproof vests. They were made by a bartender friend of mine in Lviv. Everyone is collaborating together. We also were bringing helmets, walkie-talkies. And if anyone wants to support these efforts, you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com. We also have a need for, we're trying to get several thousand dollars to get pickup trucks, which the soldiers need to get around. A lot of those trucks have been under heavy fire and they need to replace it. And that's what we see when we're out. My second reason for being here is partly for you all, for you, Bob, and your audience, is to to get out of Lviv and to really show to share with you the reality here and what it is like to see the I mean it's really hard to believe that, you know, sort of the face of evil is just across the water for me right now.
Unbelievable. Please be careful. I was just reading today, Joseph, Ukraine's Institute of Mass Information says 32 journalists have been killed since the war started, and 8 of those were killed while actively reporting. Are you planning to head back to what is a safer area, Lviv, soon?
Well, it's best not to ever telegraph future movements.
Sure.
I'm here also with our driver Ruslan Grigorovich and my translator Pasha Petenko. And but no, we must protect the safety of everyone. So when I pop up tomorrow, I'll tell you where I am. This is the reality, you know, and especially here, Bob. I mean, you know, communications can be heard, you know, quite easily, mm-hmm. And can be picked up and with no barriers on the water. Mm-hmm. And that really is a reality. And my friend here said that at the beginning of the war, the Russians were able to break into Ukrainian radio, but they've been able to stop that, at least locally here.
Mm-hmm.
But it is you feel this weight of, you know, this whole war comes down, of course, to these front lines. And you can really feel the weight here.
I bet. Yeah, you're so close to the Russians there. So if they're listening, we just want to point out that we're big fans of Putin, aren't we, Joseph? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. And I would actually say if they are listening, know that you have many people around the world who absolutely resist their tyranny, including the people of Chicago and many Ukrainians in that city. By the way, I see a snake in the water right now. So a metaphor. A snake trying to reach this shore, a metaphor for the situation.
Yeah.
And if any Russian soldiers or regular people are listening, this Ukrainians are standing for the whole free world, and I think I know a lot of people in America realize that. And
mm-hmm.
And again, what I saw in that hospital, these were guys that 3 months ago were just living. They had their home, their hopes and dreams. You know, a lot of people working in the IT sector or running their business or just working on the farm, and it was such a peaceful, serene country, and there's no need for the situation that's happened. And every account, the Russian soldiers, when they, so many stories of when they hear this, you know, they don't want to be part of this fight either.
I agree with everything you've said. I just threw that line in there about Putin because I was trying to protect you, Joseph. But
I know. I appreciate it. Although I think that would not protect me where I am right now. So,
uh-oh. Be careful, please. And by the way, we'll post all of the information about Ukrainian Freedom News and how our listeners can help at WGNradio.com. I will wish you safe travels, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, and to Pobachina from Nikopol, Ukraine.